Well, one thing we have plenty of in first world countries is food, and we're all guilty of wasting it. But do you realise that 1 billion tonnes of food gets wasted every year? According to a new UN Food Wastage Footprint report, wasted food is the world's third biggest carbon emitter and accounts for more greenhouse gas emissions than any country apart from China and America. So it's number three in the list of carbon emissions. Research Director at Beyond Zero Emissions, Andrew Longmire, told Sarah Spencer just how real the threat of food wastage is.
It's huge. Yeah, we're wasting a third of our food in the developed world because of, I guess you would say, lifestyle habits. We more or less, you know, choose to waste a rather large amount of food, both in industrial situations and at household or in a consumption level. But that also in the developing world, a lot of food goes to spoilage. So it's the fact that any of those materials have energy intensive and often carbon emissions intensive histories before they reach the consumer. And then after they're thrown away, they also have a strong greenhouse signature.
So how does food wastage actually contribute to carbon emissions? How does the process work and how does it get to that point?
It's really a matter that, you know, it's necessary to a certain extent to emit greenhouse gases in the production of food, a part of the process of producing most foodstuffs. And in fact, I dare say all, although the greenhouse intensity of food production is very variable. You have those foodstuffs, particularly plant-based foodstuffs, that have very low greenhouse signatures in production, although they might use very significant quantities of water. And then there are other foodstuffs, particularly the animal stuff, particularly red meat, which has a very strong greenhouse signature. It's a very, very inefficient way of converting the sun's energy falling on a plant into something that that a human can consume, and it's inefficient in many respects.
If there is so much food being wasted, can't we cut down on the amount actually being processed, or is there a way to reduce food waste in order to reduce these emissions?
Certainly, you know, cutting down on food waste in general would have to be a good thing because, of course, in the developing world where food is being spoiled or lost otherwise to rodents, that's a loss of food which would otherwise be available to human beings who are in need. In the developed world, I'm not sure where you'd start in your approach to reducing food waste, but certainly getting people a little more knowledgeable about where it is that their food comes from and what the inputs are, as in how much land does it take to produce a kilo of rice or a kilo of beef, and along with the land, you know, what are the greenhouse emissions inherent, and the water usage is, of course, relevant too. Encouraging people to engage with these subjects would have to be a very good place to start because we're less likely to waste that which we value highly.
So overall, what do you think the relevance of this report will have on the future of food wastage, if any?
It's great that they're making an issue not only of the food wastage and the missed opportunities for feeding people, and also, I might add, for economising on the space and the water and then fertilisers and all the other inputs that go into food production. The opportunities to reduce those inputs by making more efficient our end use of the food, i.e. wasting less, it's an issue that we need to accept it and engage with it a lot more in the community. So I think that's where it has some potential.
That's Research Director at Beyond Zero Emissions, Andrew Longmire, speaking to The Wire's Sarah Spencer.